good to see all of you here. I hope that you've had a good week already in the Lord. I know we're running close to getting to Christmas. This is the Sunday before Christmas. We will be having church Wednesday night. If you are looking to have church and you are available, we will be here Wednesday night. After church, we will take the baskets that you've made for the first responders down to the hospital over at Advent Hospital in Kissimmee. So if you're available and want to be here and are in town, we will be having church Sunday night. I know a lot of them are having church Tuesday night through their candlelight service. We do our candlelight service along with our cantata, so we've already handled that part of Christmas. And so we're just going to go ahead, and those that are available and can be, we're going to have church. If you're traveling, please be safe. Don't get in a rush. The holiday seasons are very difficult to navigate in Florida. Any day is difficult sometimes, but especially in the holiday season. I think Brother Scott said they came back from getting Adam, and it took them from Gainesville to the turnpike exit from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So that's quite a bit of sit on the interstate. Be patient, and just take your time and enjoy your family during this time. Enjoy the season. Enjoy Christ. And so it's good. We had a good turnout last night. We went caroling over in the neighborhood of Beacon Park Landing Phase 3 and Spring Lake last night. So we had a good turnout. I think we had close to 30 that came out and went. Thank you, Sister Donna and ladies that baked those goods and was able to give out to the families. That's what church is about. Getting into the community. And so thank y'all for that. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 2. Don't forget nursing home ministry this afternoon. We're going to meet over there at 3 o'clock. I think we're going to, some of us are going to go eat at CC's at 192 in Oak Street. Have some $5 all-you-can-eat pizza, like we really need that. But we're going anyway and buffet ourselves there with pizza. But afterwards, we're going to the nursing home, and we have made up the packets the ladies had. I think the ladies had close to 50 at their Friday night ladies meeting. So if you missed that, it was a wonderful time. They put packets together for the nursing home today, some gifts. So we're going to be passing those out at the nursing home today. I think I need some help this morning in studying. If you are under 12 years old and would like to come give me some help, come on down. Where's all our under 12s? Under 12s, y'all come help me over here. Once they hit 13, their lights go off upstairs and nobody's home. Right over here. Come on, let's sit right down here. I need some help. Wow, look at this. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Let me get a mic because they're going to have to answer some questions. Give me the thread mic, Brother Josh, or whoever's up there. Hello, testing. All right. Come on over here, guys. Don't spread out. I can't see you way over there. I'm short-sighted. All right, come on. Here we go. How many of you ever been in a Christmas play? Never? Come on closer. Come on. Hey, Ernst, Ross, come on down closer. How many of you know what the nativity scene is? What's the nativity scene? What is it?
It's where you get to play with Jesus's barn.
Jesus's barn. Yeah, that's right. That's where you get to play with Jesus's barn. Okay. So everybody knows what the nativity scene is? We're good? If you could be in a nativity scene, play. At school or at church or just at home playing with your friends, what would you like to be? How about you, Jordan? There's only one lady, and there's two ladies sitting here. Oh, three. So which lady would that be? You would like to be Mary? That's a good answer. You want to remain with that answer, or you want to trade it in? You're Mary. Okay, let's see. You know what the nativity scene is? Oh, he's going to say it. They can't hear you. You going to be baby Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you?
be Stephen Curry.
Well, he wants to be Stephen Curry. That's the 2019 version of Nativity Scene. These are good thinkers. He could slam dunk in there. I'm telling you, make a good pass. Who you want to be? So we got baby Jesus, we got Mary, Stephen Curry. Come on. Sheep? You want to be a sheep?
Yes.
How about you?
A shepherd.
A shepherd. How about you now?
Adam.
Adam? Yeah, well, now we got Adam out of there. That's a theologian. How about you? Shepherd, wise man, wise lady. You want to be a wise lady? Got to be equal.
I don't know.
How about the donkey?
No.
No? How about an angel?
Okay.
You want to be an angel? So everybody's here something. Notice what we got. A sheep, a shepherd. Adam. Is that the same Adam that was at creation? Let me see if you're missing a rib. Come here. Adam had a rib taken out. Oh, yep, it's missing right there. And you're going to be an angel. And you're Mary. Wise lady. Baby Jesus, Stephen Curry. This is going to be a good play. All right. Thank you, guys. That's all the help I needed. I needed characters for my play. Y'all can go sit down now. You noticed that there was one that was not mentioned? Joseph wasn't. Who else? Donkey? Yeah, Brother Claire, I asked him to sing my favorite song, and I got two favorite songs, one spiritual and one not so spiritual. Precious Memories is my spiritual song. The one I like after that, which is not so spiritual, is Dominique the Donkey.
Oh, yes.
The Italian Donkey, Christmas Donkey. Does somebody know that and want to come sing? So we didn't have a donkey. Who else we didn't have? Help me. We had a wise lady, a wise man. We took care of them.
Innkeeper.
Innkeeper. Nobody wanted to be the innkeeper. Who else? Joseph. We said Joseph. We had Mary.
King Herod.
There you go. That's the one I'm looking about. King Herod. Has anybody ever played King Herod in a Christmas play? King Herod. That's who we're going to look at today. King Herod. He's the almost forgotten character in the Christmas play. Matthew chapter 2, verse number 1. Matthew chapter 2, and verse number 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, I hear the pages turn us all away. Now listen, when we get to this portion of King Herod, don't allow what you thought was Bible to upset you. A lot of people have this here portion of Scripture really a little bit mixed up, okay? And don't be upset that you learned something new today. Every time you see a nativity scene nowadays, you almost always see the three wise men, don't you? Well, the nativity scene was when Jesus was in the manger, in the barn, with the animals, there in Bethlehem, along the hillside. When we read this portion, pay attention to the Word of God, and you'll find out that this was actually probably maybe a year or two later from the birth. So just... wow, I learned something. Don't get mad at preacher because I'm not the author. I'm just going to read. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard that these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes and the people of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently, and listen what he says, for the young child, not a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, but now the young child. And when he had found him, when you have found him, bring me word again, and I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Okay, so there's the star. It's over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, he's not in the manger no more, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened his treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. Verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the child, young child, to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, and it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked by the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coast whereof, from, listen, 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard in lamentations, weeping, great mourning, Rachel weeping, for the children would not be comforted, because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. So Herod's the one we're going to talk about today. We've been in our series of Christmas since about the middle of November. And there's some amazing facts that we can learn from here. And listen, if you have your wise men next to your nativity scene over there, God's not fixing to strike you with a hammer and say, oh, you're wicked. I'm not saying that. It's just good understanding of biblical times is important. And so some of you may have known it, some of you may have not. So it's not like, you know, fixing to lose your salvation over this. You're not getting saved because you go and take your wise men and move them, you know, way away. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is there's biblical truths, and the Bible is accurate. It's absolute. And so if it's this detail in these little things, how much more does God care about you and I? He says that he knows the hair on our head. He knows even when they fall. And, you know, when the sparrow dies, and he takes note of that, and so forth and so on. So I just wanted to point that out. We're going to move on, but we're going to learn some things about Herod. First, you're going to notice in Herod, in verse number 3, the Bible says that Herod the king had heard these things, and he was troubled. Herod had a troubled heart. because he heard that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords had been born, and the wise men had traveled a long way. And the wise men arrived there at Herod's palace and began to explain their mission and what they were doing. And they were seeking help in finding the king there. So can you imagine, women, for a moment? Here's King Herod there on his throne. He's approached by wise men afar. And, of course, you want to receive them well, because it was very diplomatic to receive them. And you want to spend time talking with them, in case they went back to their kingdom and said, listen, we were treated pretty harshly there by Herod. So it could upset their king and their nation. And so Herod was a little troubled inside. He tried to hoodwink them a little bit, trying to figure out what was really going on. And so he was troubled. His fears that he would lose something. What would you think he was about? What was the fear that arose? Herod the king, a king is born. He's worried about losing his throne now. He's worried about what is going on here. Did you notice that as he called the priest and the scribes, and he called them together, all the learned people of the land, they actually was a little concerned about Herod, because when they tell him the verse out of Micah 5:2, they change it from ruler to governor. See, they lowered him there a little bit there in verse 6. You see there it says, for out of thee shall come a governor. That's not what Micah chapter 5 verse 2 says. And so they were even concerned, if we say something wrong here, Herod's the king, and he's pretty powerful. He could actually put us there. So Herod was troubled, and they've been wanting to find out what was going on, trying to dig in a little bit. He feared Christ would grow up and he would become king, and he was afraid that he would lose control. And I wonder today, how many that's sitting here today, you're holding back from giving your life to God, accepting Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, because he is King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. Amen. And there's coming a day that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is as such. Are you afraid of losing control of your kingdom? That you have not accepted the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, as your personal Lord and Savior? You're scared you're going to lose control of something in your life if you was to give your life over to Christ? Are you afraid to allow Christ to be king in your life? This is what's going on in Herod's mind now. He's sitting on the throne. What is happening? A king is born. Here's wise men. They've come with their entourage. It wasn't just three wise men traveling. They had all their their bodyguards with them, their helpers, and all this. It was a pretty good train of folks that had come traveling from afar to find this king and to worship him. And so now he's all afraid, and there's a great contrast going on in Herod's life and in his heart and his mind. The wise men, they came to worship. Now Herod's sitting there all worried. Oh. You know why many of us can't worship? We're sitting in worry. We're just sitting around pondering, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen in my life? And we're worried when we should be falling and worshiping at the foot of the King. He's visited to all men. The grace of God has appeared to all men. See, we're no different than King. The only different King Herod. The only different than King Herod and you and I is he was an actual king, but you and I are prince and priest according to the New Testament. We're heir, joint heir with Christ if we're saved. And so, what are you worried about? Why are you not worshiping like you should? The Bible says we're going to worship God. Being a spirit, we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. What's troubling your spirit today? You know, the Bible says, cast all your care upon me, for I careth for you. The wise men came to give three gifts. Children, can you help me? What was the three gifts? Frankincense. Myrrh and gold. They came to give. They came to bring these gifts and to give them to the Lord. Herod's sitting there and he's worrying, and now with inside of him, he's groaning. Do you understand the worries that you place upon you, the weights that you carry around that do not belong to you? You know, God said to this, He said this in Matthew, He said, come unto me and take my yoke and learn of me, and you'll find rest. And in Matthew 11:28, you're carrying things you shouldn't be carrying. They don't belong to you. And now you're worried about these things and these items and these situations in your life that you should turn over to God, because we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. The greatest thing you can turn over to God is your soul.
Amen.
If you don't know Christ, your personal Lord and Savior today, give your life to Christ. Accept the free gift of God through Jesus Christ our Lord, and be born again into the family of God. But there's too many Christians that's walking around worrying, and now inside you're groaning. You're stressful, there's anxiety, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. And so here the wise men came to worship, and they came to give, and then the wise men came to praise and glorify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And listen, Herod began to figure out in his mind, started plotting. Uh-oh, what can I do? How many of you have got plan C already figured out in your life and have never talked to God about plan A? You're plotting. I'm going to do this. I got to figure this out. You know, you've got some notes you're taking down, and you're trying to figure this. You're just plotting day in, day out. Listen, you're so worried about 10 years from today, you're not living today. This is King Herod. He's worried, he's stressed, and he's plotting, and he's groaning within inside of him. And I'll tell you, you become a very difficult person to live with when you're living in worry and stress and groaning and plotting, and who's against me and who's for me. And, well, you know, they're my friend, they're not my friend. How many likes I get on Facebook, how many marks I get in Instagram and so forth, how many friends I got in my social life, and go on and here and there, and you're a total mess. A total mess, dear friend. So Herod, he was troubled in his heart. And I'll tell you this, dear friend, when you're troubled in your heart, I believe with all my heart you bring trouble to others. Look what he said in verse 3. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. So Herod was troubled. He brings trouble to others. When you reject Christ, dear friend, I'm going to tell you, it affects others in your life. Pastor, you serious? And I'm telling you, I'm dead level serious. When Romans chapter 14 and verse 7 says, no man liveth unto himself and no man dies unto himself. What you do affects others. How you live affects others. Everything that about you, is a ripple effect to this one and a ripple effect to that one. And now Herod's all troubled and Herod's all bothered. And so it began to spread throughout the nation of Israel. All Israel with him was troubled. What we do, dear friend, brings heartache or brings blessings in the lives of others. Simple fact. Quit being so selfish. Live for God. Live for Him and live with all your heart, mind, body, and soul for Him. Herod is upset. Now the whole city's upset. Kind of happened at the latter part of Christ's life, did it not? One day he's riding in on a colt that no man had ever rode. They're going down palm trees and they're saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna! The next week, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. How did that happen? Those priests and those scribes rose up against the plan of God, and it affected the city. Affected the city. Terrible temper because of a troubled man. You're troubled at your heart, you're troubled at your mind, and it affects how you deal with people. It affects how you interact with people. It affects him so much that Herod, after figuring out that the wise men had mocked him, it caused him to plot so hard and so deep that he took the lives of the city, all these people in this city, 2 years or younger. Can you imagine just for a little bit? that he sent his army to take the lives of all the children 2 years or younger. Caused such heartache and some such pain that there was a prophecy that prophesied about this for some time before, and now you see it coming to pass. Trouble. A place that was full of glory. You remember in Bethlehem? What was the angel singing? Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Now it's a place of grief. Place of weeping. And it started with one person, Brother Jim. Herod. We need to stop. We need to pause. And we need to think. What we do affects others around us. So Herod there was a troubled man at heart. Herod's troubles began to spread like wildfire through the whole city. Do you understand something, dear friend? The Prince of Peace. He wants to meet you in your trouble and bring peace into your life. He wants to meet you where you're in trouble. And he wants to bring peace into your life. He wants to offer you that rest that you need for your soul, for your heart, for your mind. Verse 19. This is the latter part of what we just read. But when Herod was dead, it's appointed that a man wants to die. And after this, the judgment. But when Herod was dead, here's the thing about death. Death, whether you're a saint of God or you have rejected the gift of God, Christ Jesus is Lord and Savior, is just as eternal either way. Just as eternal, either way. You remember the story in Luke chapter 16 where the rich man had all the things of life and flared sumptuously, and there was a beggar at his gate who had dogs licking his sores, and the rich man died, the beggar died, both of them lived on forever. The rich man was reminded by Abraham. Abraham said to the rich man, remember in thy lifetime. Can you imagine Herod still today remembering the order for his army to go to Bethlehem and to kill all those children 2 years old and younger? 2 years old and younger. So Herod was a troubled heart. He was Herod was a man that let his trouble spread amongst those around him. His influence affected them ill. And now Herod in hell is remembering. His trouble is there forever. Herod died in his sins. He went from suffering here on earth and worrying here on earth to torments, the Bible says. What did Herod miss? Can you imagine with me just for a moment? Christ came to this earth, born of a virgin, laid in swaddling clothes. His men prophesied. God moved with a miraculous way to cause the wise men to come to the palace. To cause search of the scriptures. You know the Bible says, search the scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which speak of eternal life. These things that you might know that you have eternal life. God wants you to know. So God moved the wise men. Why? Because the shepherds would have never been invited to the palace. So God brought, listen, that when the Bible teaches us the grace of God has appeared to all men, Herod stood without excuse. Scripture was given to him. He could have followed right along, got on his camel, and rode right along with the wise men. Then you would have frankincense, myrrh, gold, and for Stefan Curry, you could have bought him a basketball. Who knows what the other gift would have been? Herod missed the Savior. Christ came to cleanse, and Herod died guilty. Guilty he died. Christ came to give peace, but Herod died in a troubled mind. Now you see why nobody ever wants to play Herod in the nativity scene plays? It didn't have to turn out that way. God brought him life. This morning, dear friend, I don't know if you're like the wise man or you're like Herod. I don't know if you come to worship or you're here worrying. I don't know if you come to give your life as a living sacrifice or you come groaning within your spirit. Lord, I can't do that because if I become a Christian, if I give God my life, I will miss out on all kind of fun. Oh, Herod missed out on fun, didn't he? Not at all. Not at all. Those who reject Jesus, dear friend, will never find eternal peace. Never. But I do know this. Because of the grace of God, there are still wise men that seek Him today. And today, if you don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, when we give an invitation, we're down here, would you come? Let us take the Bible. I don't have all the answers, but I know Christ was crucified. He was buried. He rose again the third day. And whoever believed Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Would you come? I don't know the next gadget that's out at the store. I don't know what the iPhone 11 does. I don't know what your next Android does. I don't know what if you have a TV that's the size of the whole wall. I don't know the cost of it. I don't know if it's a UHD or UK or 4000K. But I know Christ loves you. And we'll take the Bible. We'll show you how you can have eternal life. Let's stand to our feet. Heads bowed. The piano's coming. Thank you so much for listening. Kids, thank you for coming down and helping us with our sermon today. What page, Brother Jim?